Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the ish gets real.
Shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, everybody, and I am Sir Aaron Carter, and this is the Weekend Bang in your face on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? We're also brought to you by Oblivion.
Snapple.
Yeah, Snapple. Really. Yeah. Oblivion Coffee and Comics. We still don't have a slogan for them. Happy birthday, LB.
Yes.
Young 20 years old. Straight fresh out of the womb, basically. Didn't mean to talk about your mother like that.
It's just ruined.
Keep on rolling.
Next sponsor.
Antline Audio, everybody. Keep your headphones. Get a mod mic. You were just on their podcast, weren't you?
Yeah, I just did their podcast. I was a guest. They're pretty young. They are just...
fresh 20 years old, straight out of the mother's womb.
As far as podcasts go, they're fresh out of the mother's womb. It was actually really cool. It was a good time. We talked about podcasting, a lot of tips and tricks. We've learned a lot over here at the old VGB in the last 3 or 4 years, and it's always a pleasure to go ahead and share some of those experiences to some new guys and hope that they could learn from some of our mistakes.
You heard his voice, everybody, behind the ones and twos. Just did another podcast. Corey Vince is here, everybody.
Hey, what's up, pizzas?
So on this podcast, real quick, how did they, I mean, what do you talk about? Do you talk about mod mics?
We talked about mod mics.
I mean, they have the
bit.
Corner, right?
Yeah, all they talk about is mod mics.
Wow.
That's the whole podcast. They just talk about the mod mic.
Mod mics? Mod mics.
Yeah.
Mod mics.
No, actually, it's those guys, and it is by the people of Mod Mic, but they don't just sit there and shove it down your throat the whole time. It is a very good podcast. They, you know, they've come and done our show, and they always have these really deep topics that they want to talk about. And
they
so
do.
Now they have their own forum to do that. So expect us to do more crossovers with them because, you know, they have been doing a bunch of different guests.
We love crossovers here, don't we?
We do.
And just like the comic books, we're doing one today, of course.
That's true.
All the way from Tuesdays.
On we the got CW.
Eddie Villanueva.
We're the
from
Flash.
The Philosophers.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
So you came with a new movie today, right?
That we did, I think. Well, we did see one on like Thursday. No, we did. We actually did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we saw Birth of a Nation on Thursday.
Really now?
Yeah.
Now, did you see the original Birth of the Nation?
That's Birth of a Nation.
Or Birth of a Nation, yes.
Not The Birth of a Nation.
Okay. Oh, so you throw a the in there and it's an entirely different
exactly.
movie.
Exactly.
Entirely different movie.
My original question, did you see the original then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
And what did you think about that one? Because I thought it was stunning.
I'm surprised.
Yes, I know what it is. Corey, have you ever seen the original Birth of a Nation?
Oh, yeah.
Starring?
All young white boys are supposed to watch that.
Really?
Yeah.
I would.
I was like.
I wouldn't suggest that.
I'm looking this way for a little affirmation on that.
Nope.
Affirmation from the real David Webb is here, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? I did not watch either The Birth of a Nation or Birth of a Nation.
Yeah.
I took history, though.
Did you?
So,
yeah.
You know.
So, you know.
There's that.
Okay. Well, then you know what the premise of.
I understand the premise of the movie.
Which is?
America.
Oh, okay.
America.
Real quick, without any spoilers, because I know you want to talk about this on your show.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
Review a little one-worder, two-worder? What do you want to do?
Because the biggest problem with this film right now is the fact of the whole controversy with Nate Parker and his whole rape allegations and everything else with going on.
Sucks
with that whole ordeal, so it's kind of hard to come at this film right because you don't want to be the person who doesn't take notice of what happened in previous history with the director, but you also want to look at the film as its own entity and everything, and on the film by itself, it's a great film. It definitely really tugs at the heartstrings. It's really hard to watch.
Oh, it's one of those ones.
Yeah, it's like 12 Years a Slave all over again.
Again, I've only seen half of that, so...
He's only seen 6 years.
He's only seen 6 years. It's a good film, but there are a lot of stuff that I had to question as far as...
You can tell we've heard his joke so many times.
Yeah. I was going to say, that was quick to the punch.
That's
I was
why I stopped. I wanted to see if they were going to continue on,
of course,
and they
we
did
will.
Not fail.
Overall, it was a good film. We'll talk about it more. If you guys want to catch the full review, check us out on Tuesdays at the Film Philosophers.
And plug session over. So, you know what's been trending online, and I've been seeing a lot of it, is this describe yourself in three characters.
Yeah, yes. These things happen.
I couldn't.
We forced you to, though.
Yeah, you basically raped me to social media.
Whoa. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah. Birth of a Nation. So I'm sitting there like, just whatever. I'll throw out three. I can't describe myself with three characters.
You didn't like the three proposed?
That's the other thing I wanted to ask.
Where did Hey Arnold come in to play? Yeah,
you kind of just threw left fielders in there.
Well, Who were the three that you suggested?
If I were to describe Aaron in three characters, it was Rollo from Cleveland Show.
Mm-hmm.
It was Hey Arnold and Yu-Gi-Oh!
Those were the three that he suggested.
Okay.
For
what
me.
Attributes
like,
of Hey Arnold did you apply to Aaron Carter?
Because Aaron is like the Arnold of his group. You know how they had the lot, and he was kind of like the cool guy leader.
The leader?
Yeah.
No,
so you're
idea.
Calling Aaron the leader of the group?
Of his group.
I thought I was going to trip him up there.
And then Yugi, of course, because of the voice. That's really the only reason
that's
I put Yugi up.
What the heck?
That's horrible.
I've never seen Yu-Gi-Oh, but I'm pretty sure Yu-Gi-Oh does not have that voice.
No,
he gets a deeper voice when he becomes the
spirit of the mystery artifact that he has, the mystery puzzle on him, fully like possesses the character.
Yeah,
I watched it.
He deepens his voice. Yeah, I watched it.
That's
he's like,
the only difference. Like,
if you go back to
because he's like, oh hey guys, and then as soon as the demon takes over, he's like. And now we're gonna take over whatever.
He like hits puberty in one second.
Yeah,
like if you go back and if
all you gotta do is throw some soft jazz
my
over there.
Trap card. You go back and watch the marriage proposal video.
Okay.
And there's one girl there. She says she likes Yugi.
Yeah.
And I was like, "What's doing it for you? Deep voices?" And she's like, "Yeah, I love the deep voices." And I'm like, "Oh, okay. That's why you're gonna answer my question. Yes, on this next one." So I want to know what motivated you to pick your three, Corey Vinson.
Well, my first one was, I don't know. I took it partially as to poke fun at myself because I know that I have tendencies. Have you seen the Silicon Valley TV show? Anybody in there?
I've seen, yes.
I chose Ehrlich Bachman as one.
Okay.
Because I've been known to get very far off my bullshitting. You know, I've been able to talk a big game, so I chose him. I chose...
Yeah. Social engineering.
Yeah,
as we
social
like to
engineering.
Call it at its finest.
And the fact that I invented something called social engineering.
Exactly. And you push it.
Yeah. Rigby from a regular show. Just because I have those kind of tendencies of Rigby. He likes to play video games. He's a slacker. And then I chose Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Now, are these supposed to be
the
strictly
one?
Cartoon characters, or are they just
fictional.
Supposed to be
fictional,
fictional
characters?
Characters?
Okay,
because Star-Lord, he's the Marvel character I feel like I identify with because I'm more of a, I don't know, I think I'm kind of gray morally. I don't think I'm like one of the, I'm definitely not like a Captain America. I'm not smart enough to be a Tony Stark, but I feel like I am more of a rogue type person.
I get that.
So I chose Star-Lord. Area. Yeah, and I host a show every week with a bunch of weirdos. So
do the same, and I didn't pick anybody. I don't know. Webb, yours was even more baffling.
Webb's was a little off.
Historical second and third placers. Like
I picked Donatello.
Correct. And you do not do machines. I know for a fact you don't.
You don't do machines. Wow.
I run the website.
There you go. He does the website.
Where does it say Donatello runs the website?
It's
he
close
clearly,
to computers.
He clearly
it's computers.
Web.
Okay.
If there was a Ninja Turtle website, Donatello's
Donatello
running.
Would
it's
write.
Not like Michelangelo.
It's like the Donatello of the New Age.
Yeah.
Let's get it right. I mean, the Donatello of the New Age has to be some kind of social engineer kind of deal.
I want to see him do machines, but I'll accept it.
Yeah.
I keep saying do machines. Yeah. I'm like,
I don't want to see you do machines.
Nobody wants to see that. I picked Spider-Man because I'm sarcastic and goofy, and I picked Fitz, not the teacher from Glee.
I thought I could have swore that was the teacher from
Why
Glee.
Why would I pick the teacher from Glee?
Because you like to sing.
I don't know.
You like to sing and...
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I knew it was Fitz right when I saw it. I was like, okay, that's... You know,
yeah, because again, with like Fitz. Technology and he gets hot-headed.
You like to do machines.
He likes to do machines. We get it.
Eddie, did you not partake in this?
No, I haven't. I figured I would let everybody else do it and see if it becomes an actual trend or something, or just let the stupidity wear off after
a
while.
You're late on that. It's a trend. We came in late.
I mean,
it's past. We're done.
Oh, I've been just sitting back watching everybody else. It's interesting seeing other people pick their three and assume that they have any kind of similar qualities as fictional characters.
Yeah. I like to see, I mean, people, they see what they, you know, want to see, of course, in the characters, mm-hmm. and they draw out the little bits they can from and everything. Like, and that's cool and everything like that. I just couldn't whittle mine down to three. I was like,
yeah,
there's a whole bunch of crap from other, you know, things that I can say, you know, but so that's why I just picked the like three. Rollo was the only one that I was just like, well, okay. I mean, I like Rollo. He's kind of a smooth talking black guy. You know. But then I picked Turk because I liked Scrubs.
Yeah.
That was because I like stuff, actually. Not even seeing
it was even like traits. See yourself in it. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. If you guys can pick three for me by the end of today, then I'll put it up there.
We'll each come up with one.
If you can each come up with one.
I got mine already.
I'm going to have to think. I'm definitely going to have to think about that one. Yeah. Webb, you got one already to do or no? That sounds like yes.
The first one that came to my mind. I can't remember the guy's name, but it's the.
Oh boy.
It's extremely racist.
Okay.
The character that Jack Black plays in.
Nacho Libre.
Yes.
That's the saddest thing.
His name is Nacho. For the
Nacho.
Record.
There we go. You can tell how much I paid attention to that movie.
Clearly, he's free with Libre. Okay. So there's one. Nacho Libre.
Hey.
Two more to go, and
I'll think on mine. Yeah, I had one immediately. I was gonna say Randall from Recess, but I'm gonna keep thinking.
Randall from Recess.
Yeah, a little snitch guy.
Terrible,
terrible man. Dang,
terrible.
Oh, I see that. Okay.
I don't. But anyway, let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
Eddie, you're new.
Penis. Chicken.
You're very, very new. Oh, I forgot to introduce the chat. They're here week in, week out. Say hello, chat. Thank you.
they never respond.
In. Yeah,
I don't know what's up.
Shy. Who's all in there? Too?
Some of the people in there we got special cases: Neary, Jadis Von Metal, Good Old Ninja, Goliath, Charles Manson, Ceramic Dragon, Antic Fire, and Razor 916.
Every time. So I'll be streaming sometimes, and all of a sudden Charlie Manson comes in, and I'm like, "Hey, Charlie Manson!" Just yelling it in my room. And I'm like, and I have to pull myself back thinking like, you should probably not yell, hey, Charlie Manson. Are you FaceTiming with Charlie Manson in there?
Your mom comes coming.
Exactly. What are you doing, boy? And I'm like, it's Charlie Manson, you know?
Oh, man.
He wanted me to go see an actress.
We got to give a shout out to Jadis Von Metal, too. When we start the show, if you guys don't watch it on Twitch, if you just listen to the podcast, we like to crank some tunes mm-hmm. as the show gets ready. And today was the 80s theme, and we played Toto's Africa, naturally. And Jadis Von Metal said, hey, I was in a metal band and we covered this. And he sent us a link and we played it. Aaron, what were your thoughts?
Terrible. High quality garbage. Wow. But on the bright side, you did do it.
Yeah.
See,
That's something.
Other hand, right. I was digging it. I loved the growling to it.
Oh,
I liked it from start to finish. I was a fan. Like, that's something that I wish my band would have tackled, that song. And then when they all came into it, like, that would have been a fun show to see live because they stayed true to the chorus. They didn't go out
of
chorus.
They stayed true to the chorus big time, but the
as
verse,
much as they could.
Was he the lead singer?
No, he was the drummer.
Okay, so then you're safe.
Oh, is he the drummer?
Yeah, you're safe, bro.
We have
like, you did a good job.
See, because he was killing it on that the double time into the chorus. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Legit. I think we'll play the rest of it maybe after the show.
Mm.
I think I'll listen to other things. So who's still playing Pokemon Go, everybody?
It's on my phone.
Yeah, that's about everybody's kind of reaction.
Pokeballs today.
I play.
You played with your Pokeballs
today? You play from
today?
Time to
time? Yeah, I'm still into it.
Well, they have a latest update, of course, which adds some new features to the actual game, which is pretty cool.
Is this post the Buddy System one?
This is post Buddy System one.
All right, what do we got?
I said the update adds the city a Pokemon was caught to the bottom of the screen now, so you can actually see again where your Pokemon was bought.
Oh, that's cool.
But in tandem with that, you drop an incense in said, you know, city if you're in Cleveland or something like that. I don't know. And that Pokemon is more likely to come out now. You see what I mean here?
So the
it kind of helps you hunt
them.
Explain it to me like I'm a 3-year-old.
You catch more Pokemon you want. There you go.
Nailed it.
No, you mean he's correct. I mean, if you can't explain it to a three-year-old, then you don't know anything about it yourself. Okay. That's what Albert Einstein says.
Oh, yeah?
I think he says to a sixth grader, actually.
I don't think he says anything because he's, you know.
Dead.
He's with Tupac and Biggie.
Exactly.
How dare you?
He went home. He didn't go. He didn't die.
Is that gonna? Of course, they added some other fixes in there, to minor bugs that people were getting stuck on a loading screen. We still can't fix stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. We're not in that timer era yet. So
we don't have the technology.
Yeah, we don't have the technology yet.
When will you be back when battling comes?
I'll be back when battling comes, definitely. Gross. Yeah. But season two, definitely, will be a lot more zombie people out. Trading was another thing that I know a lot of people are waiting on. I still have a coworker, and she's, you know, playing hardcore. I just saw a somebody I follow on Facebook. I want to say the legit Gamer Girls or something like that. I can't remember her name, but she just hit 29 on Pokemon Go.
Wow.
Shout out to her. Like, good Lord.
She's like prestiged.
You are working out there. Like, what do you do? How? What are you doing?
Maybe she lives like in a heavily populated Pokemon area. You know, like I always get envious now because there's like a couple of Pokemon stops in the neighborhood, like in a park. And I'm like, oh, you could totally hit that front if I lived in that house. So I think people who live in houses that are around Pokestops have it made.
I'm looking for an apartment, and I'm not going to lie.
That's
when
sad.
I go to different complexes.
That's sad.
I do take a peek and see, okay, what's around here? Are there Pokestops around here?
It's good to know.
It's not a heavy decision, but it's good to know.
Do you think that's something that's going to start like swaying all the way a lot of people think when they're looking for places to live now?
I hope not. But
I mean, who's
it's
to say
to know.
Like some realtor will start saying, oh, by the way, if you pick this house over here, we got four Pokestops just around this area alone.
They can probably put that in their ads.
It depends on who they're selling to. If they're selling to millennials, 100%.
And if they're selling to just old people?
Your grandkids will love it here.
Yeah. There you go. Your grandkids will visit every weekend.
We joke, but at Sun City in Roseville, there is a gym. There.
Sun City's an old folks.
It is.
Mm. Yeah. It's a
for community. The uneducated people.
For the uneducated.
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell Sun City was.
And a lot of our listeners don't live anywhere near Sacramento.
That
so
sounds,
they're like,
true.
Sun City, great.
I think it
sounds like a video game city for real.
It does.
It
you got to go to Sun City,
it's
dude.
It's in Sim City.
Yeah, basically. So there you go.
Sim City.
Has anybody been keeping up on the fall shows that have been popping up?
Some of them.
You got like Lethal Weapon that just popped.
Wait, I need to ask Webb about his meme.
What meme?
He posted a meme that he created.
Yeah.
And my wife holds it to me and says, what does this mean? And I look at it and I read it. And I'm like, I have no freaking clue.
Okay. Have you seen those things about with the memes where it's like something is messed up and you have Wells going, really, Barry, stop fucking with the time stream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's this thing that's going around. And so I posted, because MacGyver is an old show that came back. And then you have Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon. Mm-hmm.
It's an older movie that's now a TV show.
Correct.
And I tried to fit Hawaii Five-O, but I couldn't.
That's a little.
I mean, it's been around for a while.
Yeah.
But it's still the same. The premise. And then
it's the idea.
Wells,
the idea, yeah.
And it was really Barry, really. Because he keeps. Because it's like these.
Messing up the time.
Messing up the time.
Yeah,
these shows are back on that were on, like, decades ago.
And it's new actors
and
it's
new
actors, so it does look like it's a new time shirt. Hilarious, apparently. There we go. That's what we'll call that meme.
Good meme. Good meme.
We'll
bro.
Stick with that.
New fall shows are out. I've only got to actually watch really one, to tell you the honest truth, and that's the Lethal Weapon.
What do you think?
I need to give it another shot because it did deserve one. I can see the potential.
Yeah,
like I can really see the potential. But I got to give it one more episode.
You know what bugs me about that show?
What is that?
Murtaugh does not look like he's too old for shit.
Who?
Oh, Damon Wayans?
Wait, hold on.
Murtaugh.
Wait, what's his name?
Murtaugh? Murtaugh.
Isn't it Murtaugh?
I have no idea. I thought it was Murtaugh
sure
as well.
It's Murtaugh.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But
isn't it Sam? I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'm just assuming that you're wrong.
I wanted to see how long it would take before you start going all.
The movie was good. I mean, not the movie. The freaking TV show was good. I still got it. Like I said, I got to see where they're going with it because it kind of seems like it was literally made just as a pilot, and they didn't expect to get an episode two.
They're like, what? We got picked up?
Yeah. Maybe. Like it seems like they
like
wrote
we
it out
more than one of these things.
And they're like, oh shoot, we should have. Okay.
Did you guys think that this was gonna happen?
So they still have their jobs, right? All right. All right. Let's keep them going.
Fox, right?
We can come up with something. We'll let the writers.
Wait, Fox, Fox the network, right?
Yeah. So the only thing that was a little off-putting, there was a scene in there where, because, you know, if anybody's seen the originals, mm-hmm. you know Riggs is, like, suicidal.
Yeah.
In the beginning. Very first one, he's suicidal because he's had, you know, crap happen to him. They play the same thing in the original, I mean, in this show. So there's a scene where they're trying to get a sniper, and he's like, you know, I'm going to jump out. The sniper's going to shoot me, and you, you know, shoot him, Murtaugh. And he's like, you know, you're suicidal, man. You know, mm-hmm. I'm too old for this. You know,
does he say that?
No, he doesn't hit that. Yeah, he doesn't hit that.
Yeah, save something. Yeah, for the
season.
Finale.
Yeah, season finale.
Season finale. He has a season finale. It ends with him. I'm too old for
I'm
this.
I'm too old for this. And so Riggs jumps out. You know, doing the suicidal. I'm gonna put myself out there. Murtaugh, instead of waiting for the sniper to shoot him, he shoots Riggs in the foot. So Riggs drops down and picks up another gun and then shoots the sniper. Because Murtaugh only had one bullet left, and so that was their whole plan. So Riggs walked out towards an assault rifle that was, you know, on the ground.
Right.
Not planning to pick it up and shoot, just happened to be there. And so when I watched it, I was like, if I got shot in the foot, my first idea isn't to grab the weapon next to me and then look around and shoot. I'd be like, damn, my foot just got shot. Yeah. Ow. And then the sniper would have shot two more times in the chest, and that's it.
Wait a minute. Wait, did the sniper take a shot?
Sniper took a shot.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And so then they were able to see where he was.
Yeah, he
okay.
was able to see where he was.
I was like, why was it? Why didn't he just walk out and get the gun? Why did he have to get shot to get the gun?
Yeah, so.
Why wasn't that the place?
Yeah, it was a whole kind of thing, and that kind of threw me for like a what? But overall, the show.
That's why you're not a cop.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly why I'm not a cop, amongst other reasons. But. I don't know. It needs another episode. I watched Atlanta as well. Anybody watch Atlanta in here?
I saw the first episode.
What did you think? Episodes. Because it's got high ratings on IMDb or whatever.
IMDb.
There you go. What did you think, Corey?
I liked it. It's worth more. It's worth, I need to see more. I think it's not, you know, if you're expecting Community Troy, you're definitely not getting that. You're kind of really getting a lot of the kind of shades of the emo Donald Glover that I don't
not,
really
not even
for.
Shades. You're getting full-blown, like, he might as well just slit his wrists.
Yeah, he's a little emo, and his comedy is very...
It's dark.
His character's comedy is more dry and
it's
a little darker.
Very dry.
And he's known, to me anyways, you know, he was my favorite as Troy when it was more quick-witted, you know, kind of slapsticky type comedy. So, I don't know. I still liked it.
Eddie?
I saw the first two episodes. I thought the first two were good. It was interesting. Had a different kind of vibe to it than what I was used to, kind of like we were saying with Community. But I actually kind of expected it. After seeing some of the stuff that he's done as far as the short films that he's made,
mm-hmm.
it's right in that same vein for me.
That like YouTube video that he did, the mm-hmm. What was it? Clapping for no reason or something like that,
yeah.
Or I can't remember the name of it. Yeah, no, that was kind of that was out of there. Actually, that was really off the wall. Webb, have you seen it? Too Black for You?
Yeah. No, I just haven't. I haven't seen it. I don't have that.
First two episodes
channel.
Are on Facebook
it's on,
and
yeah,
YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, they're trying to like push it out everywhere.
Yeah,
look
I
kind
of feel like if I watch it on Facebook and YouTube, then I'm gonna get hooked, and then I can't watch the rest of it.
You have the internet. You can watch it anytime.
Oh yeah.
You got the internet.
BGB does not condone the use of illegally downloading TV shows.
I don't download anything. No, I feel like what I feel like is usually in situational comedies, you have that one person that's sane, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all the crazy stuff happens around them, and then they slowly kind of get transformed by the crazy to where they don't seem as crazy. I mean, they don't seem as sane. You know, they're all
as they
crazy.
Did in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think everybody's at this level of high, like they're like just blown, you know, like they just smoke the whole bowl out
for this one.
Yeah, to where everybody's just constantly high and they're just doing comedy or trying to do comedy, and it's just like it's hitting or it's just missing. It seems like a stoner show, but not for it
yeah
seems like black stoners.
It seems for me it kind of was a little reminiscent of like BoJack Horseman The humor wise,
I haven't watched that yet. I just started watching that today.
Did you?
Yeah, actually.
First season or second season?
First season.
Second season gets real dark.
I'm like three episodes in, and the humor is hilarious.
In the first season of BoJack, it's really funny. But then you jump into the second season, and it just it takes a big turn from the first season. There's a lot more like just heavier topics and things that get talked about in it. They try to throw humor in it here and there. There's a whole episode that's really artsy that at the end you're like, oh, yeah, I get it. But the second season was a little bit more not funny. And that's kind of what I relate the show to as far as humor-wise. It's got heavier topics. It's got a lot more stuff to bring up conversations. But at the same time, they try to insert, like you were saying, the dry humor or
Have you guys watched Louie?
No.
Louie's
no.
series? No. That one's very much the same way. It's more of a truth and comedy type of thing. It's not like I'm going to make a bunch of jokes. It's more like you're going to see these situations that could actually happen, but there's like humor in them.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of meta. It's kind of where it's meta humor, honestly. That's kind of like where the comedians enjoy watching this stuff. Like it's comedians comedy.
Well,
second level stuff. You guys wouldn't understand.
I guess not. I'll give Atlanta a couple
of shots.
I
hang out
shots.
With comedians, you know, so it's cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
One.
I hang out with a comedian.
I was going to say one.
So on video game news now, MineCon apparently is going down, everybody.
Oh, yeah. MineConf.
Yeah. And no. No.
No.
That's definitely. What I heard. I was like.
Definitely not MineConf. No.
It's not. You'd think they would be a little smarter in choosing their name.
Minecraft's.
Con.
Minecraft
is
con?
Going down.
Minecraft Con.
I heard MineConf is going
That's
down.
That's what I heard.
No, definitely okay. not.
All right, well, fine, whatever. Tomato, tomato.
No, it's definitely not tomato, it's tomato nuclear warhead. That's how different both of those
are. Some people like that on their burger.
Yeah. I went to their website to try to get more descriptions on each event that's going down. Couldn't click on the crap. So I just got the names of all stuff that's going down. We can make up whatever we want.
I feel like
we have a new segment on our hands.
What do you think is the mean, the average age of a Minecraft player?
15.
Is it really?
That's what I'm guessing.
45.
I think that's a little old.
Really? No.
I imagine MineConf being filled with a lot of little kids.
Well, I mean, really? A lot of little white kids are really? Into that.
Yeah. I think MineCon would be filled with a lot of children, and I think they better screen the adults who go there alone.
No. because they just had a wedding at one of them like 2 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, it was two third graders.
Yeah, that's
I think
way
I emancipated.
It's way too young.
They're from Louisiana.
They had their cootie shots.
About
exactly. They had their cootie shots.
So,
of course, they have the ceremony opening where they come out and throw confetti everywhere. That is shaped like cubes.
So it's rocks?
Basically.
A bunch of cubes.
Then they're going to be showing Minecraft in VR, of course. They're going to be doing that.
Okay.
Then in the ballroom, there's storytelling through Minecraft.
See? There we go.
See, they should have changed it from ballroom to square room.
Oh, yeah, they should
have.
Missed
opportunity.
Yeah, missed opportunity. Bringing esports to school is another
competitive Minecraft?
I guess so, which right. I don't even know what that is. I really don't know what that one is.
I know what it is. It's easy. You have two teams.
Okay.
Who can dig in the ground faster? Done.
Okay. What are they using the same exact tool?
No, they have to build it.
Good Lord. That's terrible. What else is happening? There's a costume competition, of course. Minecraft mods for teaching. Huh? Because you know they have
like
the school. They have the school
like
edition coming out in November.
I've seen some amazing stuff that people have made on there. Like someone made a 3D printer where you could make it create design. It was batty. You can check it out on YouTube. Look up Minecraft 3D printer. It's insane.
But they got a lot of stuff. Like it's a 2 day event. Of course, it's happening all weekend. It's just they're gonna be live streaming the whole thing though. Each event that's going on in each panel room and everything like that, they had a stream time and a, you know, I guess a start time or whatever. But you can watch the whole thing from your couch at home. So check it out. Go to Minecraft, I just Google it. You'll be able to find it.
Yeah.
Like there's no way you can miss Minecraft.
MineConfCon.
If you have a phone, has everybody in here used Snapchat? Yep.
I've used
I'm not going to admit to it on this podcast.
I say Snapchat's for two people.
the people that like to send nudes, one.
Which is me, yeah.
And then spies.
Which is me.
There you go. So
look at me.
50%
Did you ever think
in
I was a spy?
Yeah. Not
at all. That's a perfect, it's the perfect one.
I, you know, I've written a story exactly like that, too.
Yeah.
Where, and I think I explained it to who, somebody was on the show. Maybe it was Carla. I can't remember. Yeah, it was you, Eddie.
I was like,
but
Carla, Eddie.
I said I wrote a spy story about somebody that you would suspect to be a spy. And she's like, I don't get it. I was like if Webb was a spy. Oh, boom. Got it. No.
Well, there was that movie where Melissa McCarthy played a spy, so Webb could do it.
Yeah, exactly. If Melissa could do it, I could do it.
Speaking of Snapchat, they actually made a movie with Snapchat videos.
We won't be able to see it again.
Nope.
No. it's supposed to be a horror film. I forget what the name of it's called. But
Unfriended?
I think
I saw that.
Don't breathe.
Was it that one that...
they're Snapchatting from the blind man's house.
I don't, there was one called Unfriended. I don't know if they used a specific social media, but it was a TV show. One night while teenagers in Blair Witch Massachusetts.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
They're suddenly joined by a user known as Billy, thinking it's just a technical glitch. The friends carry on a conversation. No, that
was just one in like some kind of chat room or whatever. This one, I don't know. It was on Facebook. I saw. You know how those ads that pop up and everything for
sponsored ones.
Yeah, this came up as check out the revolutionary film that was filmed entirely on Snapchat and blah blah blah. I'm like, so the screen's like.
Yeah,
whole time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I wonder if somebody actually saw it before it was done. Then, like, did they see if they subscribed to that actual Snapchat account?
Oh, I see.
Did somebody was like, "Well, I've seen that movie already."
Like, what are they doing?
Yeah,
what is this?
Yeah. So anyway, Snapchat is coming out with $130 glasses that you can actually take 10-second photo or 10-second movies with, and then upload them, of course, to your Snapchat. What happened?
Sorry. This person in chat just did the intro to Pawn Stars.
For no reason. Just
it was brought up.
Wofo Wrestler 182 just walked into our chat and says, "This is my pawn shop. I work here with my old man, my son, Big Hoss. Everything here has a story and a price. One thing I've learned after 21 years, you never know what's going to come through that door."
There you go.
Why? Like, why?
We got to start the next show just like that.
Why now? Did wow. you do that? Like, it took a long time. Unless you copy and pasted.
He probably copy and pasted it.
Okay.
Of course, these markets will be out. Actually, didn't have a release date on them. But it's... People are thinking it's a direct competitor to the Google Glass, which I don't think it is at all. These glasses look ridiculous, first of all.
So if Snapchat gets glasses, I want a MySpace cock ring.
What the hell?
Who's horrible. On MySpace still? Porn stars and spies.
Exactly. It's the only people on MySpace right now.
Eddie just showed
and
me
Justin
the,
Timberlake.
Eddie just showed me the horror movie. The horror movie Sick House, shot entirely on Snapchat, introduces a new kind of fear. Boring fear. Is what they call it.
Porn fear. Very limited, quick fear.
10-second fear.
Second fear.
Okay.
That's over.
And then what if they just skip it? Because you can skip videos out of there.
Just keep tapping the scenes. Nope.
Too scary. Nope.
Gonna keep. I'm going to get to the end here.
Nope. Oh, and everyone's happy.
Wait. The sun's out in this one. I'll watch this one.
Nope. Mistake. No.
Keep going. Yeah, no, I don't know. Snapchat is really stretching for, I don't know. I couldn't get into Snapchat. Like, I have a Snapchat. And it's just as a voyeur.
Yeah, well, I think with the way Instagram's going, I don't think Snapchat's going to be around much longer. This might be one of those last-minute kind of ordeals to try to get people to come back to Snapchat.
Well, Instagram, all they have to do is do that face modification thing like Snapchat does, and then boom.
It's a nail in the coffin.
What's the purpose of Snapchat?
Let some bitches put dog ears on, and that's it.
Because that blew up.
Oh, yeah.
That blew up huge.
People over here making themselves look old and shit.
Back to the video gaming. YouTube gaming is the direct competitor to Twitch, what some people say. I say it's that other one. What's
direct
that
direct competitor?
What's that other website?
Oh, that one that we were on for all of 2 seconds?
That's the direct competitor.
Oh, man.
And they're not doing that well, of course. I mean, how many people watch it? Exactly. Nobody in here. Actually,
we should be streaming there, but I completely forgot to.
Got Honest Truth on my front one, on my front page, and I have no idea how this got there. There is a gamer, and she twerks every time she gets a kill cam on Call of Duty. And she dresses up in nothing but bikinis every episode.
On YouTube?
On YouTube.
Oh, wow. There and you go.
Research purposes, what is this name?
I don't even know her name.
Asking for some reason, a friend.
Yo, you didn't take time to learn her name. You just watched her twerk.
I of course. I mean, I had to do my research. I do a podcast on video games. She's a part of the gaming world.
Right, but you need to source your material.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe you guys don't. You know.
I'm not going to type
if anybody in chat knows,
gamer.
Put the name in there.
Yeah, somebody
they
knows.
All know.
I guarantee you. It's going to flood. But, yeah, so YouTube isn't doing the greatest.
Hitbox?
I don't know what her name is.
That's what Charlie Manson said.
Oh, is that
she got banned from Twitch?
She got banned from Twitch, really?
If I'm reading these, I think so, yeah.
We can Google search her, definitely, and probably be put on some type of list once you find out who she is. So anyway, Twitch is... No, Hitbox is the other website.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Hitbox is the other website. Like I said, YouTube gaming isn't the biggest thing, of course. Twitch is, you know, a massive entity, and they were kind of a little... overzealous, thinking that they can go against it, YouTube being as big as it is. But they said, nope, we're going to go for the gold. So they get the number one person that they can think of, Jeff Kegels.
Good choice.
And they said, you know what, Jeff, go out there and do your thing. We're going to support you. And he said, you know what, I'm going to assemble a team of Avengers to go out and run a show that's live. Yes, her name is Zoe Berger?
She, I found her Twitter. It says she's 20, a bikini streamer.
Yes.
That's a thing.
Yeah. So that's what she does on YouTube. I don't know why Jeff Kegley didn't get her.
The Kegels, I'm sure he slid in those DMs, though.
He probably did. He got Nade Shot. Who's Nade Shot? When I said that name, you knew who it was, Webb.
Because Noel knows. He's like some sort of streamer. I remember because we were trying to think of who we met at TwitchCon last year with Jen, and we thought it was Nade Shot, but it's not. It was somebody else. But I remember that name coming up.
Yeah, I'm looking at his YouTube page, and I've never seen Nade Shot. So, okay. He got iJustine, of course. You had to bring her along because she screams gaming. MatPat. You guys heard of MatPat?
Yep.
Nope.
No? Not MatPat? But his name rhymes. MatPat.
COD player.
Yeah. And then he has I Has Cupquake. I saw her because I just thought she was very attractive. She's married, though. I mean, but soccer has goalies. and yeah, he assembled this Avengers team to kind of go out there. And he said, I want to make the show that I want to make, you know, get gamers closer to the developers and you know, really show the industry as it is.
That's not what's going to happen.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's probably going to be Doritos everywhere behind him. Mountain Dew flowing like the salmon of Capistrano.
It's going to be Mountain Dew, a stream of Mountain Dew with Doritos swimming in it.
Yes, exactly. YouTube gaming is far from its first tinker in live show formats. IGN tried to host Up at Noon there. GameSpot had the lobby on there. And you can guess what those happened to those. Yep.
Those happen.
They're still going.
Yep. They are going stronger than ever. But YouTube's in a unique position, however, because its service providers, content producer, is second, of course. If nothing else, it can ensure the new show is visible to millions of people that access the site and the app every day. Kegley is going to be the biggest name on the web come whenever the show comes out.
I don't know if you can force that.
Can you not force it? You don't think YouTube is going to put all their mustard behind this?
You don't think they've already put all their mustard into YouTube gaming and it already fell on its face once?
But they didn't do... I don't think they did a good job.
And the fact that they chose Kegels tells you that they're really not trying to cater to the standard Twitch community. Mm. Because you know how we get called corporate shills. We get paid nothing. Jeff Kegley is probably the epitome of what, you know, a Twitch jackass would call a corporate shill.
True.
Yeah, that's what they would. Yeah, yes.
So if they really wanted to try and like make a dent in the Twitch community, they'd choose, you know, some prick that has a million things that, you know, uses the term salty all the time.
Well, you'll find out every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on YouTube.com, everybody.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
I like the Kegels. I think he's underrated. I think he gets a bad rap.
I think he does, too. I mean, he gave you No Man's... Oh,
There was a time though where we said that and meant like Jeff Keighley.
Jeff Keighley's
Shadow.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Shadow on his gun. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Have you been in a GameStop lately?
Hell no.
I have not either.
I haven't been in a GameStop for at least 2 years.
Oh my gosh. I think the last time I went in there, I was looking for a power cord for my phone. That's what I was looking for. It was just in the neighborhood. So I was like, you guys got a power cord for this? They were like, oh no, we don't have those. See ya.
But we have the new. Nope.
I said good day.
Are you interested in pre-order? Nope.
Nope. No, I'm not.
You get that trash out of my face.
So how dare you. Said, I know your game, you rogue. Nintendo has ordered a whopping 10 million NX consoles, everybody. Silence hits the room.
I don't know what it is yet.
What are you supposed to be excited about?
It could be anything. It could be a boat.
This is why this is kind of important, because the Nintendo Wii had 101 million sold in its lifetime. Right?
Yeah.
The Wii U had 13 million sold so far in its lifetime. That's a little about 10%.
That's significantly less.
That's
a significant difference.
So for Nintendo to order 10 million of this invisible box that we have so far for its first year from their manufacturer means that they believe that this thing is going to sell like the Wii.
Oh, go big or go home. And I think they're going to be going home.
Really?
I think, yeah. They're going to be licensing out more than just Mario pretty soon.
Oh, I would hate to see that happen.
They're going to license their bodies. That's just going to be bad.
That hurt when Sega went that route.
When did you see Sonic, like, just a whore?
Yeah, just whore himself out to everybody. Just,
hey,
you know.
Hey, guys.
You want to do something for a little speed?
Yeah.
whoa, Sonic. Calm down. That's disgusting.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Yeah. You want to watch me get super smashed?
Exactly. So the Wii
Childhoods all over are being ruined right now.
The Nintendo NX isn't even released yet. Nobody knows if it's a console / handheld or if it's a whole bunch of spores that just jump into your eye and then you just imagine anything, you know?
I can believe that one.
This is amazing.
You don't remember that commercial back in the day for the PlayStation 9? Oh, somebody needs some research to do. They had a commercial a long time ago. I want to say it was PlayStation 9, but it was a little thing you open up, and then spores came out and just jumped into your eye, and then all of a sudden you were in a different world with like mermaids and stuff like that. It's the future, people. That's happening. And that's when the terrorists win. Are you looking at the trailer right now? It was a whole market. I can't even remember what the campaign was for. Yeah. What is that? PlayStation 7?
Nine.
See, you open the ball, spores come out of it, and you're high as a kite. That's exactly what happens.
They go in your nose.
Yeah, you inhale the gaming graphics.
Oh, so drugs. Okay.
That's
and then you jump off of a building.
Yeah.
And you just start beating up random people.
Yep, that's exactly how it goes. The PlayStation 9 will be nothing but cocaine. Yeah.
What the heck is this?
It's a gigantic push. And I think this whole commercial was actually for the PlayStation 2.
He jumped off the building.
No, this was it?
He committed
suicide. Was it PlayStation 2 or PlayStation 3?
Must have been 3 based off of the VFX.
They're currently watching the commercial.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, if you guys want to see this, it's wild stuff. Just Google or just go to YouTube and look up PlayStation 9.
This is back when video games were marketed on TV more. And I remember seeing this like, holy crap, is this their plan for the future for video games?
You know what? That's a good point. Like, you don't really see TV or TV ads for video games.
But to be honest, how many times do we watch TV?
True that.
I think it's more like around big events like Super Bowl or pretty much a lot of times you're going to have a lot of people around the TV.
Yeah, whatever the next big thing for Microsoft is or the next big Sony game, but it's just like one specific title, like Halo.
But then again, why don't we see a lot of them on our streaming services? Like if you're looking at a Hulu or something like that, and they
because people pay for them not to see that anymore.
No, because you still see them.
But no, you still see some of them. And so, like, why isn't Microsoft or Sony like paying to get that stuff on? Especially Microsoft.
It's all about that targeted marketing. So they go where the gamers are. That's why you see most video game trailers on Twitch or YouTube, and they do it based off of things you've looked at before. So if you watch a lot of Let's Plays, it's going to cater to you more video game advertisement.
But I would think, because like you just said, you use, on the last episode, you were like, you use your Xbox as a just media hub. You don't play games on it. You just watch stuff on there. I would think Microsoft would be like, oh, well, you know, you're watching crap. I'm going to push my game in your face. That's what I would think they would do. You know, you're on my platform, so boom, you're going to see my stuff.
Using the platform, but I mean, the services that you're using
are third party.
Yeah, are a whole other deal. You know, if you're paying for a non-commercial Hulu on your while watching it on your Xbox, that'd be pretty jacked up if, like, in the middle of each segment, you're like, oh, by the way, check out this new game coming out, blah, blah, blah.
But yeah, NX people, I don't know. It could be a big hit, could be a big flop. Something tells me that it might be a little bit of both.
October's looking like it's going to be a pretty good month.
For video games?
Yeah, I think this is this the last push, October? Or
before the holidays?
Yeah.
Probably.
Because we have Titanfall 2, Mafia 3, Gears of War 4, the Skyrim remake.
Mm.
What?
I don't care about remakes. Mafia 3, yes. Gears of War,
Battlefield 1.
Battlefield, yes. I just watched the weapons trailer for the Mafia, and that's a brutal game. That's going to be... You know what else it is? I didn't even put in the show notes. Dishonored 2 just showed how they're going to do kills. If you haven't seen that trailer right now, you're in the chat, or you can hear the sound of my voice, go and look at it on YouTube right now.
What's
looks
it doing?
Very interesting. There's just like multiple ways to kill people that they look, instead of like they're just set up, like, oh, the enemies are set up for you to kill this person this type of way. It looks like you'll be able to use that method. Like there's one where you control kind of slow down time. So they showed, I guess this person had to kidnap somebody basically.
Mm-hmm.
So he couldn't, it wasn't just a standard go kill this person mission. So he got the guy, knocked him out, drug him, threw him off the threw him off the balcony, slow time, and was able to jump down and then like speed up time again, catch the body so it doesn't, you know,
alert
fall
it.
In yeah
or freaking turn into just a blood splat.
Exactly, right?
What is this, Judge Dredd or something?
And I was like, that's pretty dope. I've never seen that in a game where he's like, you know, how am I gonna, you know, get this guy off the ledge without being, you know, seen by everybody? Well, let me just toss him off and then slow down time and then kill all the guards around, and then catch the body. So I was like, that's pretty cool. Other things are like, there's a one called Tethered Fate.
That's kind of weird, though, when you talk about it, like having to premeditate your murders. Like, well, I feel like that takes killing to a whole new level and kind of gets a little too real or creepy.
Real and visceral, yeah. I mean,
yeah, like we have games where you just walk into a room and shoot a bunch of, you know, nameless guys. You don't really think about, you know, that guy's not coming home for Christmas.
No,
he's got kids.
They're
but,
NPCs.
But when you're sitting it and you see a guy and you're like studying his movements and you're like, how can I murder this guy?
Yeah, like, pretty much.
That's sick. That's
holy
like sick
crap.
Are you looking at the Dishonored
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, I'm watching it right now.
Yeah, the Tethered Fate is pretty dope. So the Tethered Fate is. And it could be called something different, right? Did they call it Tethered Fate?
No, what do they call it?
It's some I called
tag
it
tag along.
So he can or she, whoever, you know, I guess character you're playing.
It's 2016.
You can you can like kind of tether multiple enemies together, and then depending on like what you do to one, the other two will kind of get zipped and pulled over with the person.
So they had it to where there was like a doorway with an electrical current going through it. And then you tethered them and then grabbed them and pulled them, and they came through the electrical current, and they all got
just
like,
got ripped apart. And yeah.
Hmm.
So it, there's
this is too much.
It's some cool stuff, this man.
It's
not cool.
Strategy.
It
to
starts
it.
With the game, and then you start thinking about this stuff in real life, and then we're on Fox News again.
And well, there's the doppelganger one where you can create like a clone of yourself, and then actually tether the clone to enemies, and then have your clone just jump off a cliff. And then they're just dragged along with them. And I was like, that's pretty interesting. Like, that's a cool mechanic right there. I didn't get to play the Dishonored 1.
Yeah.
But I might want to go back and play that one just to get kind of a familiarity with the world and everything like that. And then I hear that's one of those games you can actually play the whole thing and not kill anybody.
Yeah.
And I like those challenges. Like, that's one of those challenges. But I also saw, of course, the Mafia trailer. And that game is going to be brutal as well. Like the guns and the rocket launchers. It's definitely Grand Theft Auto. But it looks like the story. And then there's a scene where you can spray the KKK. So I might just have to buy that just to go do that. Like, I saw him literally, they were at a cross burning, and he just mowed him down. And I was like, I think that's the first time you actually kill a KKK in a video game.
Is it?
Full hooded.
Endless. Oh, full hooded?
Oh, no, yeah. They were full hooded. And I was like, oh, this is...
Day one buy for you?
Yeah, it might be a day one buy for me just
first
for that
game that's worth $60, Darren Carter.
Like, if I can kill the KKK, worth $60. So I do not condone killing, though, people. All lives matter.
How come it's okay when you say it?
Because I'm black.
It's like, anytime a white person says all lives matter, it's like the end of the world.
Yeah, you shouldn't. It pretty much is. Because black lives matter. They just opened up the African American History Museum.
I saw that.
That was, did you see the speech?
No.
That Barack
Obama?
Well,
I saw the picture of the speech.
Good Lord.
Saw a picture of the speech.
Right?
Yeah.
The
of Obama on the podium.
Oh, no, yeah. Watch the speech. You wonder why we're getting rid of that guy out of office. Makes no sense.
Four more beers.
Yeah, he did his time, you know? It was like all black men do.
I like attacking the wind. What he said in chat, no lives matter.
That's
absolutely right.
That's how it is in Dishonored.
Thank you.
There's a petition going around, everybody, for Shia LaBeouf to play the Red Hood.
Thank God.
What?
Why are you guys... Okay, this is... Why are you guys hating on Shia?
I don't want him to play that character.
Why?
Multiple reasons.
No, I want
number
a reason.
One. Number one.
Okay.
Even Stevens.
Wow. He's going back now.
Yeah. He can't play it because of Even Stevens. Number two.
I'm sorry, you're on the Disney Channel. You cannot play
exactly.
That sucks. I first of all, that's stupid because Even Stevens was good.
Okay.
That chick was hot.
Number two, Transformers. One through whatever he stopped.
Three?
Three?
Yeah.
Was it three? Because the fourth one was with the Extinction. Weird dinosaur ones, right?
That one was Extinction. This next one is The Last Night.
Is he coming back?
Yeah, it's coming back.
No, I'm saying
he's not.
Oh, okay.
No.
Mark Wahlberg is going to be the next one.
Yeah.
He is?
Hey, thanks for the follow.
That was attacking the wind, the No Lives Matter guy. So
he was like, follow.
They called me out. They said my name.
The other guy in here, not so cool. He said $50 for us each to play with each other's balls.
Wow. Just 50?
Get the fuck out. Eddie,
how do you come and lowball somebody? $50 right now, guys. That's all I'm offering.
Yeah, 50 a testicle.
All I've got is $200 in my pocket. And you guys can split it four ways.
I just did the math.
I want 50 per testicle, so that will be $150, like, please.
I
want
to see some balls and some hands. Like Benoit.
Yeah, that was
balls.
An accident I didn't really talk about on the show.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf should not be Red Hood.
Yeah, he should.
No, he shouldn't. The guy who played his voice in the movie that's on one of the Winchesters from what's the actor's name?
Yeah.
I don't even know the actor's name.
One of the guys that wears plaid.
No.
That says a lot.
No. The one that owns the car in what's the damn show? Supernatural.
Yeah.
That has the Dean. Is that his Dean Winchester? Is he there?
One of them is named Dean. Well, I don't know which one it is.
Whatever one. The chat knows.
Jensen Ackles.
Yeah, Jensen Ackles needs to be the Red Hood.
Shia.
Yeah, he seems a little tall for the role for me.
What? Height has nothing to do with it.
Short?
Yeah.
Wolverine is played by Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman is like 6'2".
And the Wolverine is a short
character. He's like 5'4". So what are you talking about? Height has nothing to do with it. They can do all angles and stuff like that if they want
to. CGI, it's fine.
Yeah.
The writers will figure it out.
Shia LaBeouf should. Yeah, that is Red Hood. Ackleston is
Ackleston?
Red Hood.
You know,
yeah.
I think
you
Shia
made him
LaBeouf,
Jewish in a half a second there.
I truly look up to Shia LaBeouf for some reasons. The guy is not afraid
to just do it. Okay.
And I actually watched that video multiple times for inspiration.
That's sad.
Honestly, no joke, for the longest.
That explains so much.
For the longest, because I work with Corey, his desktop had that picture.
That's sad.
Of Shia LaBeouf
doing this.
That's sad.
On his screen.
No, it didn't.
Yeah,
I kid you not. For the last year, it wasn't until about a week ago. He's like, "Yeah, I think I got to change this picture already."
Yeah,
it's legit.
And stop doing it.
If you actually listen, if more people in the world actually took that more seriously, I think the world would be a better place. Like, I think the people in this room just do it. Like, there's a lot of people, and Aaron, you're like a testament to this. You were actually one of the first people that filled me in on this concept of not wanting to work a shitty job you hate. Like, too many people do it, and they're satisfied.
I feel like we should have inspirational music.
Yeah, but I never got that from his just do it thing.
Well, I mean, it's the same sentiment. It's the same thing.
Like, I got it from a rap mogul, so.
Which one?
Shia LaBeouf.
Dame Dash. That's where I got mine from.
Well, there's been people over the years who've had that same thing, but I think the Shia LaBeouf one is a great testament and an interesting concept and an interesting way to try and do it. But... yeah, no, there's totally too many people in the world right now who are just mindless drones not doing what they really want to do. Like, my wife loves photography, so I'm pushing her. I'm like, you got to do photography. You know, that's what you want to do.
The problem with his is he, one, shouldn't have done it in front of a green screen.
he should have. No, that's the part of his genius.
Then the world just took that and they just made fun of it. They didn't, so it loses its... sincerity.
But I think it in its core it was meant to be taken as however people translate it to, just not defending or you know, condoning it or whatever, but just to say that I can
like
see
it was something terrible.
Whether if it was considered genius or if it's considered shit, I'm not saying either or. What I'm saying, though, is I can understand the genius behind the idea of putting it behind a green, in front of a green screen, because then you allow people to translate it however they want.
Here's the second
part. Is he a good actor?
No.
You don't think he's a good actor?
No. That's the other part that I was about to say. He has a history of doing weird things, and two, not being the best actor on the planet. Like, not even the best actor in his region.
Here's my thought.
What about his county?
Barely.
I don't. Barely. I think Shia LaBeouf has been given crappy roles.
Whose fault is that, though?
No. Well, the guy has to make money.
No. You live and die by the roles that you take.
Yeah, but...
Denzel Washington said that he got from Sidney Poitier. He said, they will see you by the first 8 roles that you take. Because he went on that interview, he was like, the first role they tried to give me was the nigga they couldn't kill. They tried to kill him, they hang him, and put fire on him, and all. They couldn't kill him. And they thought it was a funny thing. It was a comedy. So he called Sidney and was like, what should I do? He said, I'm not going to tell you what you should do. I'm just going to tell you they will judge you by the first 8 films that you do. And then he went on to do Cry Freedom, and he went on to do Glory.
Now, mind you,
and he's Denzel Washington.
That's for individuals who are like, you know what, if you're naive or you're somebody who's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to judge somebody by the way I see him in a film, then you know what, by all means.
They're actors.
No, but they're also human.
Yeah, but when we put people up there on that big screen, they become, one, which I don't think they should be, but role models, and then two, their lives are micro... like looked under with a microscope.
Oh, yeah. I encourage you guys both to rewatch Holes if you want to see some.
That was his best movie.
Some acting talent.
That was a good movie.
That was his best movie, but it wasn't because of him. It was a good story.
I think though Shia LaBeouf's best role yet has yet to come, and he hasn't had a good chance to play what he wants. He did great in a film, mind you. Of course, it's called Nymphomaniac. I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen it.
Where he actually bangs a whole bunch of chicks or whatever?
No, it's only one, but he plays a really creepy boss.
Only one chick he bangs.
Only one. It was an anthological film.
He's got
film.
One more than Aaron under his belt.
Well, I mean, he's Shia LaBeouf.
I'm going to step away from
him. He's Shia LaBeouf. I mean, he bangs him.
I think, though, that his best role is still yet to come. You know what? He may be great as Jason Todd. But
no.
I think with what he's done previously, that's... you know,
all right, fantasy cast. Let's go around the table. This is a thing from the film philosophers that they do. It's called fantasy cast. We'll go around the table and each say who we think should play the Red Hood.
All right,
start with Webb, since Webb
start with
cosplayed.
The man who cosplayed.
Let's say, yeah.
You said me.
Me, obviously.
There you go.
It's a perfect choice. Just Red Hood the whole time, and then they can CGI my voice in.
Wow.
The writers can figure it out.
There you go. I'm still going with Ackleston. Whatever his name is.
Jensen Ackles.
Real talk. That's
that's the best guy for the job.
I think
he did a good job in the animation, and he's a good actor. So boom, there you go, Ackleston.
John Hamm.
There you go.
He took mine.
why he said it.
I'm doubling up on the John Hamm.
Okay.
No one else.
Why aren't you picking Shia?
Well, because he's already going to get it.
No, he's not going to get it. They're petitioning for him.
It's fantasy cast because you know it has to be a fantasy. If Shia LaBeouf is the Red Hood, then I got to choose someone else.
Thank you for watching.
Man's got a point.
Tonight, if you're on the podcast, you are doing yourself a disservice by coming out to twitch.tv/videogame_bang every Saturday, 9-ish, to check us out live on the interwebs.
Hit subscribe, people. We need those subscriptions. So if you're on Google Play or iTunes, hit the subscribe and rate us 5 stars. That's as good as money.
And if you're lurking right now in the chat room, go ahead and hit follow. You will get a nice little message.
You get your money's worth.
Saying, hey, these guys are online. Boom. Just like that.
Coco for Taco.
Just like that.
Came in here wanting to talk about playing with balls, and now he's being cool in chat.
He's like, you know what? And you know what? That's how a lot of people start out. They come in playing with balls, and then they follow us. So for Eddie Villanueva, Corey Vinson, the real David Webb, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying, Shy, if you can hear me, you will never be in the DC films. Why'd you restart it all?
It was kind of a mistake.
And he said that with his deep voice, too.
Just let it happen.
He said, you will never work in Hollywood.
Just for emphasis.